Blog Talk Radio.
Earth Angel Radio is the authentic radio for living an authentic life, sharing with you the heart of a richer and fuller life with divine guidance.
Earth Angel Radio is here to share with you the wisdom of the ages from all dimensions, bringing you a greater understanding to a more conscious way of living and to expand your mind beyond this world.
Please join the host of Earth Angel Radio, Carol Guy.
Welcome to Earth Angel Radio.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.carolguy.com. Carol Guy is an angelic counselor as well as the author of A Healthy Mind Leads to a Healthy Body and her new book, Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet. You can find her here every Wednesday and Friday on blogtalkradio.com/earth-angel. You can also find her on twitter.com/yourearthangel as well as on facebook.com/Carol Guy and jasonsnetwork.com/Carol Guy. And now back to Earth Angel Radio with your host, Carol Guy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Monday show. I hope everyone had a fabulous weekend and got to relax, got to have some fun, and just enjoyed themselves to the fullest. Because that's what it's about, you taking each moment and really just enjoying it, no matter what comes your way, just really embracing it and just finding the blessings and the joy of everything, because that's when you can truly change your life, is when you see the blessings of everything. So if you'd like to call in today, we're going to, you can call in at 646-200-4169. Okay, we are going to talk about the body and ascension, because a lot of people are going through some different things that's happening in their body. So we're going to be talking about that, but if you have any other questions, we'll be more than happy to answer those as well. Also, we are streaming live at IPMNation.com and on EarthAngelsRadio.com. So please check out both of those different websites, and you can listen to us right there if you choose, or you can listen to us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Either one, as long as you, or you can call in, listen to us there, or you can go into the chat room. So there's different places that we are at. So anyways, I wanted to talk to you about the body, because I've been talking about the body since probably 2008, maybe before that, 2007. The angels and my ascended masters have been sharing with me since 2007, 2008 about the importance of our physical bodies, not just to take care of ourselves, because these are the bodies that we have, which is so important, because this is what houses our spirits. And to, because the more you take care of your body, the better you feel. Plus, you know, it when you feel good in your body, you can raise your vibration. But also, we've been talking about since 2007, 2008, about the importance of having a strong, healthy physical body, because what I was sharing with you back then and for all these years is that to be able to transcend and to raise your vibration, to go into the other dimensions, and to be able to make it through this shifting time in our lives, we have to have a strong, healthy physical body to be able to handle this vibration, to handle these changes. And if you don't, it's really, really difficult. I have been a personal trainer. I have been taking care of my physical body for a long time. Really, it's weightlifting, running, cardio, eating healthy, all of these different things. And what happens in the body as you're going through these processes, it really breaks it down, because every aspect of your body is going to be changing. back in 2008 is when my DNA started changing, and some of you may be going through the DNA process of changing right now, and you feel these changes in the physical body. If you, sometimes you may be not fully consciously aware of in that moment that your DNA has changed, and then there's some of you that may be able to be aware of it, of what's going on. Anytime you feel like there's something going on with your body and you're going, what is happening to me? That is a perfect question to ask. What is happening to me? What is happening to my body right now? Because our DNA has to change. And what I experienced on my journey is not only that, they had to iron out some of the DNA strands. They had to pull out some of the kinks, all of these things, because you've got to think about this. Our physical bodies, our DNA, all this stuff has not been able to be used in for so many lifetimes. This is the first time in, oh gosh, millennium that, you know, we have been able to really bring in more of our DNA strands. There's still a few people that are running on two strands of DNA, but a lot of us light workers, a lot of us that's been doing this work have really gotten a lot more than just 12 strands of DNA. We've went up to hundreds of different DNA strands. And as we go through this, those things have to be ironed out, you know, pull the kinks out, whatever it is, and your angels and your guides will know what's right for you. You may not be totally consciously aware of when it's happening to you, but it is happening to you. The more you clean out your inner self, deprogram you from all of this stuff that we have been programmed since we were born and for many lifetimes, we actually continue to have these things all cleaned out. We get the corrosion off of this stuff, and you feel it on your physical body, in your body. Not only that, as you're going through this process, your organs start changing. What I have experienced is my digestive system, my intestinal system, all of that has been going through so many changes. We've talked about the heart, when the heart expansions, when the upper heart opens up and stuff. It feels like for the physical body, it feels like you're having a heart attack. And all of these processes have to happen. You will feel things in the back of your head, in the back of your skull, as things open up there, as your pineal gland inside starts opening up and your pituitary gland starts opening up, which is your third eye. All of these things start opening up and start changing and start evolving for us to have higher consciousness, to be able to hold these higher vibrations. All the old parts of our physical body has to change and has to be able to. And so your physical body, the more you really take care of it and keep it strong, the more you're going to be able to make it through this process. Because I'm telling you, it's a process, and it does affect your physical body. Even when you're strong, you've really got to be able to get through it. There are things in your, as you're birthing in new energy, so many people, myself included, and other people that I have spoke with, has much back pain, back labor. Even men, not just women birthing in these new energies, but men as well too, where you'll feel so much pain in your lower back, and it really will stop you in your tracks. It will stop you in your tracks. So all these things are happening to you as you are ascending into the higher vibrations, into this new work that we've all been doing. And the more you clean out yourself and the more you do this, you've got to make sure you have a strong physical body to handle it, because even a strong body, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it's going to stop you. And then you really have to work on your emotional body, because you won't be able to do all the things you used to do. You're going to have to take a step back. You're going to have to be gentle with yourself. And you're going to have to allow yourself to go through this process. So it's not just on the physical, but your emotional body, your mental body, because you're not going to be able to do these things. It's going to stop you. Until your body, until you get through with the ascension process. Yes, we will get through it, and it will be completed. actually, most everybody that's going to be ascending will be completed by the end of this year. We will be completed. Everything that our physical body has to rid itself and redo, reprogram, redo, birth in, will happen by the end of this year. So you're going to go through these processes, and it's going to really truly affect you as this, as you're going through it. So, anyways, but yeah, so I wanted to let you know, because some of you are going through this process and you're not sure what's happening with you, what's going on. And I'll tell you, as my body continues to go through the ascension process, I feel the difference in the things, and I've had to stop, and I've had to be gentle with it and find out what's going on. I was going to see if I could find this website that someone had given me to look at, so you could take a look at this, because it will help you to explain. I'm going to find this website while we're talking. It will help you to explain some of the things that your body is going through and through this ascension process. And it will, as you go through these things, it will help you to pay attention to the foods you're eating, some of the activities, especially if you've been working at keeping your physical body strong. Like I said, I was in the bodybuilding. I was riding my bike. I walked. I ran. I did all of these things. But as we're going through this, I'm going to put this website in the chat room so you can take a look at it as well. And it's called Lightworkers. Let's see here, Lightworkers.org. And that's O-R-G, lightworkers.org. If you go to this, I'm sure you can probably find it there on the home page, but it will help you to explain some of the things that our bodies, as it's transcending, will go through. So if you are, like I started to say, if you are going through some of these changes and you're feeling it on the physical level, take a look at this. Always make sure that you, if you feel that there's something your body can't handle and the pain is too great, please go to the doctor. Go get medical attention. Now, I've had so many people and that have, you know, I always check in with my guides and say, look, you know, when my heart was expanding, do I need to go to the doctor? Is there something wrong? And I've heard no, so I pay attention to that. When other processes were happening, I'd ask them, do I need to go get medical attention? And I would hear no. So I knew that it was just going through the ascension process. Has it been easy? No. It hasn't. And I've had to stop doing the weightlifting. I've had to stop doing the running, because once we start really going through this ascension process, our bodies cannot, we can't do some of those activities for a while until we get through, our bodies are completed. And like I said, if you've been going through this and your body has been ascending, guess what? You will be completed. That's the great news. You will be completed by the end of this year. You won't have to ever do this again. And so that's the beauty of it as well. So, anyways, let's take a moment, and like I said, if you'd like to call in, you can call in at 646-200-4169, and let's take a caller here, since they've been so patiently waiting. Be patient with your body, too. Anyways, area code 860, what's your name?
My name is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mystic, Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Where is that at? I have not been to Connecticut. It's one place I haven't been yet.
Oh, well, it's absolutely beautiful. It's a historical seaport village. And so, like, we live in a house that's 1888. So it's a beautiful.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful village. We're a little bit closer to Rhode Island. So we're surrounded by river and water and very blessed. Very, very blessed to be here.
Absolutely. Well, if it was built in 1888, 888 is very high numbers of prosperity and ascension and stuff as well.
Nice.
Yeah, wonderful. So how can we help you today?
Well, a couple of things. One of the things that I wanted to piggyback, I can definitely, you know, at first when I was doing some body work and my body worker would tell me, because I had been feeling like I would get these pains, horrible pains, and then I literally physically could not do the physical activity I was doing for a number of months. And I finally
right. mm-hmm.
get energy in my body. I had no energy. I mean, it was just horrible. I went and took every doctor test to check on the fatigue, Lyme disease, you name it. And now I'm really starting to see this as part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
But
because they
now
can't find anything wrong with you, can they?
No, nothing. They've tried.
Nothing. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, this is just, I finally, at first I was like, really, really? And now I'm like, yep, it is. Okay, I got it. I got the picture. But one of the things is my body is longing to be stronger, and just any suggestions of the types of exercises that would be helpful to making, because I do think the body, like, my message was, and it's so funny you said this, was my guides were telling me, okay, you had this time where you couldn't do anything, but you're getting stronger, and now is the time to, like, start to build the body up because it needs to be stronger again.
Right,
any
it does, and that's very true, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if you can swim, swimming is a great way to start because it's something gentle, something gentle. Yoga, doing not severe, strong yoga, but gentle yoga, stretching out the body, doing swimming, if you can get in the water and do exercises in the water, is a great way to help get your strength back, too, as your body is going through this. That's a very good question, because as we have to have a really strong body, so we got to really work it, and then as we're going through this ascension process, we can't do this stuff. We can't hardly do anything. We're lucky if we can move or get out of bed sometimes.
Yeah.
And because it's painful, things are happening to us. But once we're finished with it, then we can we have to strengthen the body again. We got to get it stronger. We got to get all those parts working again, because they are, you know, this website I just sent you, I just told everybody about, the lightworkers.org. They talk about in there too about the digestive system. Well, my guides and angels for last 3, 4, 6 months have been telling me my digestive system, too much acid. I've literally had to cut out fruits and vegetables. I'm a vegetarian. Not easy to do.
Yeah.
Because what's happening is there's too much acid in them. There's my body's not digesting this stuff anymore. And so it's going right through me. And so I've had to literally cut back on food, the different foods. I started doing sun gazing. You can start doing sun gazing. I'll put a website out, too. Let me see if I can find that website as we're speaking, too, where you can start strengthening your body, too, with sun gazing, okay, because we're solar beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will help us to get our bodies stronger and heal from inside with the sun. But there's times that you can do this. You have to do this, like, within 1 hour before sunset to an hour before sunrise, 1 hour before sun rises, and then one hour before sunset, because that's when the sun is less damaging in the rays. And so you could do those things. It's called Sun Kriya Yoga. It's kriyayoga.com. But you can find that website, or you can just do sun gazing. Google that, and it will tell you, because this will help strengthen your inner self, your body. And you only start out doing 10 seconds a day. You don't go out and start doing it, you know, for hours. You do this 10 seconds a day. And so you can start doing those kind of things. Ask your guides. You know, then you can start doing more as your body starts getting stronger. You can start doing other things, you know, kickboxing, things that's going to strengthen your core. If you want to do weightlifting, running is going to be a little difficult, but walking a lot. Doing, just finding things that you love that your body's going to be able to do, because you will be able to. Once you start introducing it to different exercises, that you can strengthen it again.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. That was, yeah, like, and I appreciate just hearing. And you know what is always good to hear is that it's not forever.
Right, because the ones that are going through the ascension process, that you will be completed before the end of this year. Some of us will be completed before the end of the month, you know, as we're going through this, which is a great thing to know.
Yes, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, so listen to your body, pay attention to it. Check out that website. It'll help explain a lot of things, too, of what you've been going through already.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you.
You, too.
Bye. Yeah, that's the thing, too, is we recommend that if you need that medical care or attention, if you feel that you do, then go get it. But what's happening, too, is a lot of the doctors, the medical field, cannot find out what's happening with us. They don't know. They can't find anything wrong with our hearts. They can't find anything wrong with our nervous system or our digestive system. There's nothing that they can physically test that's going to show them the ascension process. Everything's going to look normal and fine to them. But please, don't hesitate. If you feel that you need medical attention for your body, for yourself, please just double check. Make sure. Check in with your guides if you want to. Go get medical help. And so, because sometimes there might be something that they can do, but most of the time, so far, nobody has been able to find anything that's happening to us. And so as we grow and we raise our consciousness and we become aware and really learn to be best friends with your body, it's so important for you to be best friends with your body, where you listen to it and pay attention. So you know what's going on, because if you don't pay attention to it and get to become best friends with it, if you've been going through life unconsciously and just doing whatever to your body and giving it, feeding it this and giving it that and doing and not exercising it and stuff, and all of a sudden you're wanting to learn to listen to it, well, you're not going to, because you shut it off. You shut off your listening to your body. And so get to start really paying attention. Ask it, and it'll tell you what it needs, you know. And as you do this, it will help you to understand what's going on with it, you know. Just before, because I just got this website on the lightworkers.org website. I just received that a couple of days ago, but this is my digestive system and my intestinal system. I had been getting answers from my guides for a while about what was happening, and so this website was just confirmation for me of what I already knew was going on. And so that might help you too, just by having that understanding, going, wow, okay, I am receiving the right messages. I am knowing what's happening too. So as you read that, it really helps to know that too. So let's take this other caller. Let's see, they don't have, Carrie, are you there?
Hello? Hello, I'm just listening, thank you.
Okay, I didn't know if you had a question or not. Okay. So, so if you're needing something, always know this, ask your higher self, ask your guides, they will guide you. And like I said, once you get through the process, you will be able to strengthen your body again. And we don't need as much food as we think we do. We have been programmed to eat so much food. And it was months ago, probably 6 months ago, I had gotten a message that food was actually poisoning my body, because it was bringing my vibration down. My body was not being able to digest it because it was going through the ascension process. And so I had to really pay attention of what I was eating. And there is things, if you read that, if you Google sun gazing, and it takes you to the Kriya Yoga website, they will talk about that, you know, we really don't need food as much. And I remember Sonia Chiquette Sr. had told me back, 20 years ago that our bodies don't need all of this food like we think we do. And, you know, that was really hard for me to digest. But, and we don't have to give up food, but as we ascend, we won't be needing it as much. We won't, we'll be able to go less and less without the food, because it makes so much sense, too, is that with the sun gazing, what happens is you know, think about it, plants, animals, trees, everything on our earth needs the sun. And those people that live in, you know, those climates that they don't get much sunlight, they are living in the dark, it rains a lot, it's gloomy, they start getting sad and depressed, where people that live in places where it's sunny and all the time, they feel more energetic, they feel more joy, they feel more vibrant because they aren't getting the vibration of the sun. And it keeps us in that alignment with what we are. We're solar beings. We are light beings. And so when we're eating fruits and vegetables, we're actually getting secondary doses of the sun, of energy, the sun energy. Where when we start learning to do the sun gazing, which you have to do it at the proper times for it not to affect you in a damaging way. So make sure you Google that so you know when's the best time for you to do it. And start slowly. Don't go out there and try, oh, I'm going to sun gaze for an hour. Oh, please, be real. Be realistic. Don't let the ego overcome you with that's going to do more harm to your body. Pay attention to that. Start out with 10 seconds. It recommends 10 seconds. And each day, you increase 10 seconds. If you get sun every day. If you don't, you're not going to be able to, because if it's rainy and stuff out there at those times, you won't be able to do it. So pay attention. Don't let the ego overcome you and say, oh, you know, I'm going to do it for 15, 20 minutes or an hour, right? First date. No, 10 seconds. Start slowly. Work your way up. Build, because if you try to do too much, it's going to be more damaging to you. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to strengthen our bodies, to heal our bodies inside out. And so pay attention to that as well, and because it's so important for you to really get to know your body, listen to it, give it what it needs. If it says, you know, I need rest, you know, and you're just like, well, I have all these things to do. Find some time to rest. You first. You have to be at the top of that totem pole, because if your body, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling drained, if you're feeling in pain that you cannot move because your body's going through the ascension process, you can't take care of other people or other things. So you have to take care of you first. That's what we're here to do, is take care of us, grow us, strengthen us. Then we can help take care of things that need our attention. Things that that's going to be brought to us, we will be able to help them along with their growth, their process. But it's got to be you first. You've got to be at the top of the totem pole. If you're not, you know, if you're second, third, and fourth, guess what? First thing you got to do is put yourself up there. And that means, you know, meditation, rest. Maybe it is light exercise. Maybe it is trying to find different foods that your body's going to need. Pay attention to it. You know, our world here says, you know, don't eat carbs, don't eat this, don't eat that. This is bad for you. Really? No. Pay attention. The body knows what it's supposed to want, what it needs. Get to know it. Not emotion. I'm not talking about emotions. You got to learn to be truthful and honest with yourself when it comes to the body, too. Is your mental and your emotional state that's wanting you to have those comfort foods, or is it really the body that really needs that, you know, the extra carbs for energy? Or so what is it? If you become truthful and honest with yourself, get to know your body, then you will be able to distinguish between, is it just your emotions that needing the comfort food, the chocolate, the ice cream, or the fast food, or is it the body saying, you know what, I really need this? Because the body can need these things, too. If you really learn to pay attention to it, the body can need these things, too, by, as it's going through the process and birthing in maybe new energies, what's happening is it may need some of that comforting, that fat food to help you to get through it, to get through the ascension process. So when you get to pay, if you get to know your body and start really, really paying attention to it, it will tell you when to have it. And then one day you'll be walking, you'll be seeing the chocolate and the candy or the fast food. You're like, I don't want it. I don't want it. Because it doesn't no longer need it. The body doesn't need it anymore. So you've got to really be truthful and honest with yourself. Is it the emotional body that's wanting it? Because we don't need to feed the emotional body. You know, we don't need to. The emotional body doesn't really need it. We just got to get tackle those emotions and get those emotions in alignment and centered and grounded. We don't need all these other things. But the physical body is totally different. Sometimes it's going to need it to get through the ascension process, and then once it gets through the process, it's not going to no longer need it. So the more you become friends with your physical body, the more you'll be able to understand it and understand your emotional body, because we have four bodies: mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. Which part of the body is needing some of your attention? What source? What part? And so as you continue to learn and grow with each part of you, you will understand the ascension process better and stronger as well. So, also, if you'd like to call in, if you have any questions with the ascension process or with the body, or if you just have a question about your journey, you can call in at 646-200-4169. And, you know, you can Google. That's one great thing about having the Internet is that we can Google any of the processes of the ascension, and I'm sure that the information that you're going to need of what you're going through is going to be right there. You'll be guided to it. So pay attention to that, too. So, you know, maybe this information that you're hearing today isn't what you're really needing, so Google what you need and pay attention to where you're guided to. And sometimes information comes when we're ready for it, okay? Because a lot of us are going through the process where a lot of times people will start Googling wanting to know things without going through the process. And what that is it's trying to, sometimes that kind of is like a manipulation of the thought process of putting yourself, trying to push yourself into the ascension as well. And can you do that? Not really, but there are people that try to. But what the Internet is great for is that as we're going through these and you know the symptoms that you're going through and you're having, then you start Googling, you can find out and you can know what's true for you and what you've already been through and what you're going through right now. So that's a great tool for us to use as well. So... okay, I was just looking at the chat room, so anyways, but yeah, so really, really get to know your body as you're going through this process, and like I said, it will be completed, you will be done, it will be done, and you won't have to ever do it again in any lifetime, any more of this lifetime, you'll be done with this process, especially if you've been going through it. It's not something that you just wake up and all of a sudden, you know, are going through. This has been a process. If you were supposed to ascend and you've been following and you've been doing everything that your guides and your body and everything that's supposed to be happening to you, you will be completed. You will have it done. And this has been going on for a long time. Like I said, my body's been going through the ascension process since the early 2000 or longer, you know? So it's not that I just woke up and said, ooh. But it started speeding up, and what's going on now is we are speeding up things. You know, that was one of my things, too, is back in December, I had taken some classes, lessons on raw foods. I wanted to do raw foods. And so I did raw foods for a few weeks. Then all of a sudden I heard, I got up, I was having so much abdominal pain and all of this stuff. And I'm like, what's happening to me now? Well, what I heard was, well, if you continue this, you're going to go in a coma. Well, what it was is my body started rejecting it because as we're going through the ascension process, things speed up. I went through the raw food thing, and then it was speeding up, and then I had to be done with it. I had to move on to the next thing that my body was needing. And so about a week or so ago, I was like, wow, you know, I've done all these things so quickly. And they said, that's because you're growing and you're ascending and you're evolving very quickly. You're completing these things. You don't need to carry those out for a length of time. You're getting through them already. So if you found that you're doing something and then all of a sudden you're not liking it anymore, it's not feeling right and stuff like this, it's because you've already completed it and now you're ready to move on. So that means you're growing extremely fast, because what's supposed to happen, everybody will that is supposed to ascend will be completed and done by the end of this year. So maybe you just started the ascension process. Maybe you just, your DNA and your strands and all that stuff has to be taken care of. What? Now. Now. So what's happening? You're going through this stuff very, very quickly. Boom, 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 boom. Some of us have been going through it for a few years where we slowly went through it. It didn't seem like it was slowly. It seemed like it was like one thing right after another. But maybe you just started this year. Maybe you started last year. All of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Things are going to be happening to you so quickly that you can't keep up and you don't know what's going on with you. That's why we do these shows. That's why we're here. All of our guests, our hosts are here to help you get through these processes, because you are ascending. Everybody will ascend to whatever level they need to go to next. And the more you clear yourself out, the more you're ready, the more you're in alignment with it, you will be doing it extremely quickly. It will be completed and it's done. Oh, my gosh. It will be done. You know, the message you got last night was final chapter. Done. You're at the final. You're at the end. Thank you. You know, all I can say is thank you. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's over. It's almost over. I'm at the end. It's almost finished, you know. It is a process. So be gentle with yourself. You are magnificent beings. Be gentle with yourself, just like you are with a little baby, a child. Be gentle. But when you can't do these things, your mental and your emotional body is all upset because you're not able to do the things you were able to do a week ago, a month ago, 2 years ago, whatever it is. Be extremely gentle with yourself, because that is when you are going through this process. And the more you're gentle with yourself and you give yourself what? Love. Self-love. And accept yourself. Accept your bodies as they are. Because you know what? Another thing that is also part of the ascension process is weight gain. So get off the freaking scales. Stay on. If you know that you're ascending and you're going through the process, stay off the scales. Because what's the scales going to do? The scales are going to make you what? Depressed, angry, upset, and everything else. Stay off of them. I don't know. I just recently just weighed myself, and I had not been on a set of scales since 1998. So, you know, do whatever you need to do. If you need to wear a little bit looser clothes right now, okay, because maybe you're going through the birthing. And when I'm talking about the birthing of these different energies, you are literally, your physical body is going through birthing. It is birthing. That means weight gain, emotional. It means back labor. A lot of it's been back labor for a lot of people. Everybody that I have spoke to, myself included, it's been back labor. So when you're going through the birthing, you are literally birthing. Your body is going through the pregnancy, period. And men, that means you too. Not just women, but men as well. So when you're going through this, be gentle with yourself. Take it easy, especially if you're conscious of it. You know, one of the first things that's a clue that you're going through this, when you ask yourself or you catch yourself going, what is happening to me now? What is happening to me now? What is going on with my body? What's going on here? Those are usually a great sign saying, oops, guess what? I'm ascending. I am ascending. Oh, okay, I'm going through the process. All right, well, let me just back up a second. all right, body, all right, my guides, ask my angels, ask my guides, what do I need to do? What is it that I need to take care of right here? And then it'll all tell you. It'll all line up. So just pay attention. Bring your awareness. And stop getting so upset with yourself. Because it is, you know. And the thing is not many people are talking about it. So you may be feeling like, you know, nobody else around you is going through it. But there are. We are. There is others. All of us that you are here listening to, we're all going through the ascension. Okay? And so know that you're not alone either. You will get the information you need. It may not be your family members. It may not be your closest friends or your work partners or anybody in your town. But there are people out there that's going through the ascension with you, and you're not going to be alone during this process. So always be aware of that as well, too. So, but pay attention. Get to know it. Get to know your body and see what's going on with it. There's a lot of different steps with the ascension process. So you have to kind of look and see, because it's not only that, too. Sometimes as you're going through some of these birthings and stuff, it actually feels like you are going through, you're being birthing through a cocoon or something, too. Because part of it is, part of the DNA changing is being in a cocoon, being birthed like a butterfly. So that is another process as well. So you have to kind of look and see where you're at, what stage of the ascension you're at too. And the more you understand it and know what states, and you can kind of learn and see what and expect what's next. And to kind of go with what, you know, maybe somebody else has experienced it, what you're going through. Because everybody's process is different. It depends on what your body and your soul and your spirit all needs. It's really all about you. You may be, some of the symptoms may be the same as someone else's, and sometimes they may not be. So you have to kind of go with what's going on with you. And pay attention to the different symptoms and stuff too. And you'll, like I said, Google. Because somebody out there is going through it with you. I guarantee you that. There is somebody, there's, 7 billion people on this planet? Somebody else out there is going through it with you. So you're not going to be alone on your symptoms. And maybe, you know, the symptoms that I've talked about with myself, maybe those are the things that's happening with you. Maybe those aren't. Maybe there's some other things that's going on with you. And if you'd like to share those with us, you can also call in and at 646-200-4169, and we'd be more than happy to hear what's going on with you and help you to find ways to get through it as well. Because, you know, when you're going through, like, the DNA change, rest and being gentle with yourself, and that was when I was really craving a lot of raw foods, too, is because my body needed those at that time as well. But then there's other times that it needed the protein. And now it's needing it needs the carbs to be able. And one thing with me is over the years, I've always eliminated carbs. My body always did better without the carbs. But now I'm finding that I'm eating more carbs because that's what my body is desiring at this time. So it's like, okay, well, all right. So, and then while I was going through the birthing, it was a pregnancy. So I was eating more, and my angels were like, enjoy it. Because pretty soon you won't be enjoying this stuff anymore. So I'm like, okay, I'll just enjoy it. So just enjoy it if that's where you're at. And then be done with it when it's that time too. So, but it's fun. It can be fun too. It can be challenging. It can be emotional. It can be upsetting. It could be all these different things that can be going through. And so the more you're gentle with yourself on the emotional level with this stuff too, it's going to be, it'll help you through it. But find ways that's going to benefit you. You know, what's in your area? Where can you go? We are in summertime now. Water is a great way to cleanse our bodies. If you have a pool or a lake, if you can get into the ocean or a lake, that's more earthy. And so that will help you to cleanse not your aura, just your aura, but it'll help you go through the process. It will help You can do lots of different exercises and stuff in the water, stretching out, cleansing and healing. Those are, they have the healing power, the energies. Now, what if you can't get to those? If you have a pool, yes, there is chlorine in there, but it's still water. And so you have, you're outside. You can be outside in the sunlight and the water. Okay, so get in it and swim. Do the exercises, do the stretching, do what you need to do to cleanse yourself, to help your body to strengthen in that way. If you can't get into any of those things, shower. A shower. Water is one of the greatest tools we have been given to help us to cleanse and heal our bodies. And you can just ask, you know, if you are in chlorine or if you are in just the shower, you can ask, please put a blessing, ask to raise the vibration for it to help you with your body, and it will do so. But the more earthy stuff that you do for your body is going to be more beneficial for you. So even if you go out by the trees and the grass and the earth, if that's in the wind, take it in the sunlight, all of these different things, those will help you as well. We're getting back to our very basics. We're going back to the basics of life, where man originally came here from, the earth. Okay, connection to our earth, our mother, our earth mother, our sun, the moon, the trees, the flowers, all of these, the ocean, all of these things. We're going back to the basics, okay, of what we are, our bodies were originally intended for, our spirit, our emotional body, our mental body, all was originally intended for, is back to the basics of life. And so the more you can get that, allow yourself to get back there, the more you will be living a more simpler, more joyous, more connected life, and your body will heal much quicker. And we can heal our bodies very quickly. So the more we pay attention to them. So anyways, Dr. Michael Rice will be on in just about 1 hour, and he will be sharing with you the Aramaic teachings of forgiveness. Which helps you to build that inner kingdom, that foundation, because you, like we've shared many times, you've got to have a solid foundation. You know, if you have this solid foundation as you're going through this ascension process, this what happens too is as you're going through the ascension and you're not being able to do the things that you loved or having the foods that you loved or being able to go places that you loved, as you're going through this ascension, you and you have a solid foundation with you inside you, you won't be able to destroy that. You will have that solid foundation of the knowing, and that is the very top of the pyramid is the knowing. When you can get into the knowing of all things, that you're at the top of the pyramid of the kingdom. You're at the top of the kingdom. So when you can get into that knowing and you have those solid foundations below you, the forgiveness, the trust, the honesty, the integrity, the love, all of those different things within inside of you, then when you get to that knowing, you're at the top. You got your kingdom built. Okay, and that's what we're here to do, is to help you to build that inner kingdom, and that's where Dr. Michael Rice helps you with that solid foundation. So that way, nothing can destroy that. No one will have the power over you anymore, and you will be strong from inside out, not from outside in. So, anyways, listen to Dr. Michael Rice this afternoon, and see what maybe you're needing from there, and check out all of our other different hosts and shows that we have here with Diane Bachberger, who does Fifth Dimensional Living, which she talks about all of these things that I am sharing with you as well today. Actually, I will be with you on Wednesday. Diane will be gone. I just remembered that. So I will be there with you. So I have no idea what we're going to talk about. Well, I'm sure we'll find something that will help us with the fifth dimension, because all of this is about the fifth dimension and beyond. We're not just going to the fifth dimensional living. Our physical bodies may be here in the third dimension, in the fourth dimension, but our consciousness is what's raising above that. And so some of us have raised to the fifth dimension and beyond. And so as we continue to go beyond, we can reach higher and higher levels, and we can have an understanding, and we can manifest, and we can live in the third dimension more joyously and more peaceful. And that's what we're here to do, is to bring those dimensions that are high above us into the third dimension so we can live joyously and much, you know, prosperous and loving here on this planet, on Earth. So many blessings, everyone. I will be with you on Wednesday with Fifth Dimensional Living, and know that you are loved, and give yourself the divine love that you deserve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us here at Earth Angel Radio for another show of self-discovery. Please tune in again every Wednesday evening and Friday at noon Mountain Standard Time. For more information on Carol, please visit www.carolgui.com. May your hearts be blessed with divine love.